The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Earlier this year, three American zoos imported a total of 18 African elephants from Swaziland. Due to drastic weather and rainfall swings, thanks to climate change, the area where these animals were collected could no longer support that many elephants. The veterinarian who went along to bring the animals to the U.S. is a colleague I've known and worked with for many years, and I know him to be a very straight shooter. His take is that the animals would definitely not have lived another year under such conditions. That said, the purpose and value of importing animals into zoos is to allow zoos to continue to exhibit wild animals decades from now, not to release them back into the wild like some sort of modern-day Noah's Ark. Zoos are working to inspire people with wildlife. That's what we're for, and we have to have animals to do that work. Accredited zoos also support conservation programs all around the world to help protect endangered species, including elephants. But no, zoos are not going to increase the periodic rate of animal importation from the wild. However, in order to keep our zoo populations healthy, sometimes there is a need for importation.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.